Morning Watch, Crystallization, Study of 1st and 2nd Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, and Esther, Week 1. God's move in man's history for the carrying out of his eternal economy. Tuesday. Related verses. Zechariah 9, verse 9. Exult greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Now your king comes to you. He is righteous and bears salvation, lowly and riding upon a donkey, even upon a colt, the foal of a donkey. Zechariah 13, verse 1. In that day there will be an open fountain for the house of David and for the inhabitants of Jerusalem, for sin and for impurity. Matthew 9, verse 36. In seeing the crowds, he was moved with compassion for them, because they were harassed and cast away like sheep not having a shepherd. John 10, verse 11. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. John 19, verses 34 and 37. Verse 34. But one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and immediately there came out blood and water. Verse 37. And again, another scripture says, they shall look on him whom they pierced. Zechariah 13, verses 6 and 7. And someone will say to him, what are these wounds between your arms? And he will say, those with which I was wounded in the house of those who love me. Awake, O sword, against my shepherd, and against the man who is my fellow, declares Jehovah of hosts. Strike the shepherd, that the sheep may be scattered, and I will turn my hand upon the little ones. Related reading. The Christ unveiled in the book of Zechariah is a Christ who is intimately involved with human history. The first 6 chapters reveal that he is involved with the Persian Empire, and the last 6 chapters reveal that he is involved with the Grecian Empire and the Roman Empire. The center of the prophecies in chapters 9 through 11 is Christ as the rejected Messiah. In chapters 12 through 14, Christ is unveiled as the Messiah returning to be enthroned as the king not only over Israel but over the whole world. His first coming was humble and intimate. His coming back will be with power and authority. Zechariah 9 verse 9 reveals that Christ would come in a righteous way with salvation for us, and that he would ride upon a donkey, even a foal of a donkey. This verse was fulfilled in the 4 Gospels when Jesus Christ came into Jerusalem the last time. He came as a king, but as a lowly king, a humiliated king, riding not on a majestic horse, but on a colt. Zechariah 11, verses 12 and 13 reveal that the Messiah, as the proper shepherd of Israel, was detested, attacked, rejected, and sold for 30 pieces of silver, the price of a slave. What is prophesied here was fulfilled in the Gospels. The Lord Jesus was sold under the reign of the Roman Empire, and he was judged by the Roman rulers. Zechariah 11 verse 12 says, I said to them, if it is good in your sight, give me my wages. So they weighed out my wages, 30 pieces of silver. This clearly indicates that Christ was detested, attacked, rejected, and sold. In order to understand verses 12 and 13 and know who provided the silver and who threw it into the house of Jehovah, we need to study the 4 Gospels. Christ, the fellow of Jehovah, came as the God-sent shepherd to the children of Israel, but was attacked unto death by them. Zechariah 13 verse 7a says, awake, O sword, against my shepherd, and against the man who is my fellow, declares Jehovah of hosts. Strike the shepherd, that the sheep may be scattered. Christ was both a relative to the children of Israel and a fellow of Jehovah. As he was hanging on the cross, his relatives wounded him, and God called in the sword to strike him. He was in a situation where his relatives were against him and where God, to whom he is a fellow, was also against him. The word in verse 7a about striking the shepherd is quoted by the Lord Jesus in Matthew 26, verse 31. To strike the shepherd means to attack the shepherd. Immediately after he established the table, he told his disciples that he would be attacked and that they, the sheep, would be scattered. Zechariah 13, verse 6 says, "Someone will say to him, 'What are these wounds between your arms?' And he will say, 'Those with which I was wounded in the house of those who love me.'" The children of Israel killed him, but he counted their action as wounds from those who loved him. This is very sweet. God has provided the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem with an open fountain for sin and for impurity. In that day, there will be an opened fountain for the house of David and for the inhabitants of Jerusalem for sin and for impurity. Zechariah 13, verse 1. The piercing of Christ has opened such a fountain. This is a matter of redemption.